The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Radio Mike P3, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, not Dallas. Make sure we clarify that, which is the greatest stadium in the world. But we're here for the Canelo fight. And if you miss the first hour, a little football talk. A lot of talk about AJ's fight coming up and why he's not here. He's off today and tomorrow as he fights tomorrow. Had weigh-ins today. If you haven't seen Twitter, the photo's hilarious. Not of AJ. AJ looks like he's ready to crush something. So we talked about that a little bit. And we were really rolling right along. And then I don't know, name any names. Somebody brought God to the show, and then I all of a sudden started thinking it was Friday and was setting up the 5 o'clock Friday hour.
No, that happened before God came to the show. So,
yeah, well, that's what messed it up. No, and this is what happens when I don't get to drink the night before show.
That's true.
Is what happens.
You're off your game. You're like Tiger.
I was on my game. I was flying. I was having a great
time. Like Tiger back in the day. He was on his game when he was living wild.
And then he gets hit in the head with a 9-iron by his ex, and all things go to hell. So. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's a 9-iron in my future from my current wife, but that's another story. Okay. people keep asking this. I know a lot of people just get in their cars. I have no play on the UH game tonight and no opinion either way. So, that's just one that I've said this a lot of times. I feel like I'm too close to that program to look at it logically, and I've looked at the numbers, and the numbers say it's right where it is, so I have absolutely zero opinion on it. I do have two things that I'm going to play for sure. Tomorrow is when we'll go through the whole NFL against the line. And I have nothing on the Jets-Bills either. If it's one of those games where you have to pick each week against the spread and you have to have a team, I would probably take the Bills. But there's no way I would play it even if you gave me $100 and said, here, play this game. I'd say, no, you keep your $100. We'll pick something better later. The two games I am going to play this weekend for sure. One in college, one in the pros. New Orleans Giants, over 52.5. That is going to be a bloodbath. Giants defense is better, but the Saints can score on anybody. The Saints defense is abysmal. That game could be over by midway through the third quarter at the latest. So I'm going to hit that one. And the one college game I like is Texas Tech minus 10.5. Against Louisiana Tech, who played Arkansas well the first week, but Tech can score. They can't stop anybody, but they can stop them enough to cover 10.5. So those are the two games that I have already punched tickets on. I don't know that I'll have any more than that, but I will be I'll look at some more numbers tomorrow, and if I do have plays, I'll post them on the website, and we'll talk about them tomorrow. But we will go through all the NFL games tomorrow, and RJ Bell will be here tomorrow, not today, because I don't know where it was. We were going fine, and then suddenly I'm like, okay, it's Friday. You know why I think it's Friday? Because this is what happens when you're on a road show like this. At the end of fight week, about this time on Friday.
After the weigh-in.
Yep. Yeah.
After the weigh-in.
This is right. What it's like. It's completely dead.
So
there's nobody here.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking, well, okay, I guess we're ready for the fight. But hopefully we'll get some more people tomorrow. We'll see what we could do. This UH game tonight – everybody will play. Greg Ward is healthy. Duke Catalan's healthy. Brandon Wilson, who sat out a little bit, was healthy. I think you'll – if you – I think they're going to go in there and be very well prepared. They're not going to beat themselves. Cincinnati's going to have to play out of its mind, which is possible. We see it a lot on these Thursday night games, and that's why I can't mess with that spread. The fact that it's jumped well outside of 7 would concern me if I were thinking UH was going to cover. But just from a game perspective, I think it's should be entertaining, and I think it's going to probably be close till midway through the third quarter. I think UH pulls away for a win. I couldn't tell you what I think the score is going to be, because I do think Cincinnati's a good enough football team to keep it close.
Yeah, with Hayden Moore, I just think with Cincinnati's QB, I think he has enough TDs now this season. I think they're kind of rolling, so it should be a good game. But I think UH jumps up early and big. I don't think it's in the second half.
Really? I could see that, too. If UH scores quickly early, I could see it getting out of hand. But, yeah. Somebody says some serious traffic around Galleria 610 Woodway. Can you update us? I'm in Dallas. It's kind of hard for me to update you. And so you kind of have to count on Tiffany Terrell. Jong, is there? Can you look out your window and give him an update? Is that possible?
No, there. I can't.
Okay. Did you see this? That, you know, ESPN's been expanding things lately, and I know they're losing subscriptions, and I know that ratings are down, so they're trying new things. They've embraced wrestling, which, okay, it's sports and entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
They will start broadcasting the first full season, October 23rd, on ESPN and ESPN2 of the Drone Racing League.
Yeah, I did see that. It's hard for me to understand why. It's hard for me to understand why there's a league.
Well,
I mean, shouldn't those drones be in, like, Hollywood, flying over celebrities' backyards?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do with mine. You know, I fly it over the pool, you know, when people are laid out. That's what I use mine for. But this is a thing. It's big enough now that it's going to be on ESPN. Is this an indication that drone racing has become mainstream, or is it an indication that ESPN is just going to hell?
Yeah, well,
it's okay. You can.
Yeah, I didn't want to bash ESPN while I'm on ESPN, but I will say this: is it like? Will it be like NASCAR racing when droners get mad at each other, they can just fishtail each other and knock one drone out of the sky,
and then
the guys start fighting on the ground and. That's probably what it's about.
If they do that,
it might be entertaining.
People might be interested in it. But, yeah, so drone racing is coming.
So with drone racing in this league, is it more about the drone or the personalities that are flying the drone?
Well, that's just like NASCAR. Is it more about the car or the driver?
The driver.
You think it's more? Okay, so then this is more about the drone pilot then.
So this is going to be, I'm sure it's guys from all walks of life.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Like, maybe this guy fighting AJ, maybe he can't fight, but maybe he can drone. Maybe he can drone, and that'll be his thing.
Now, are all droners probably good at video games also? It's like a joystick thing, remote thing, I guess.
I would guess. But are you a big video game guy?
I used to be. Yeah. I used to be. Just sports games.
So that's how I am, but I haven't quit. That's why, I still have Xbox 360. I'm going to buy an Xbox One just so I can get NHL 17. I'm addicted. I play that in Madden religiously. Not so much lately because I've been busy.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things I'll wait till the wife goes to sleep, and then I'm in there playing until I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Which is not very long anymore because I'm old. But
it's good, though. I mean, you're not wasting time, though, because you work in sports. So you're identifying these players that maybe some of these guys you haven't seen before or follow.
I know them all.
No?
I know them all. Hey, we do have a little bit of some breaking stuff here. Not really breaking news, but we've talked a lot about Big 12 expansion, and Oklahoma President David Boren came out today and said something that AJ and I have been talking about for a while, that I still don't think they'll expand. And this is kind of the first hint of that. He says, I wouldn't take expansion as a given. I wouldn't take it as a sure thing, which means either there are going to be teams that don't have enough votes, or if it comes down, it's going to come down to what Texas wants. If Texas wants expansion, it'll happen. If Texas doesn't want expansion, it won't. It's that simple.
They're calling this game tonight with U of H and Cincinnati the Big 12 Expansion Bowl because both schools have an opportunity.
Yeah,
to enter into the
outcome will have nothing to do
no,
with it.
No, not just tonight, but that's what they're calling.
No, I think those two teams, if it does happen, I think those are the first two in. I don't know whether it'll be two or four, but if it's two, I think those are the two teams. And
BYU is no chance.
I won't say no chance, but it's an uphill battle because it's not so much. I mean, why do you take a team? And just do, if you take them in football only, that doesn't make a lot of sense for the rest of your sports.
Right.
And if you do that, if you take them in the other sports, that Sunday thing is a pain in the ass as much as they want to downplay it.
True enough.
And some of the backlash you're going to get, I think from an interest standpoint, they're probably the best option. But I don't know that it's worth all that baggage. If you took them as a third or fourth team, I think it'd be okay, but if you're just taking two, I don't think they make the cut.
Yeah, because if you take BYU, you're pretty much marrying with the school. You're marrying yourself. So anything that they believe, you actually have to answer for. The sponsor's going to look at it as you have the same belief. And you know the belief that they have at BYU is just different from a lot of other universities. Hmm. So,
well, and I think a little bit of that is overblown. It's not – and I don't know that it's entirely fair, but, I mean, it is in the honor code. It's also in the honor code that you're not supposed to have sex. Well, there are BYU students that have sex.
True.
I'm pretty sure of it. Not witnessed it. It's not like I've punched up, you know, Provo porn or anything like that on Pornhub, but I'm pretty sure it's happening. So that is not really a thing, okay? I totally made that up. There is no Provo. Now I got to go look on the break and see.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Not really. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to get in with us via text or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. Any and all of the above. A lot of people say ESPN has high school cheerleading competitions and jump rope. Drone flying would be much better TV. Bill says ESPN went to hell when they started covering video games. I'm a very big gamer, but it still doesn't deserve ESPN coverage. Yeah, I don't really have any interest in watching somebody else play video games. I admit to that.
No, not at all. That's a waste of time.
But the drones, like I like watching fast ones. I might actually be into that. I don't know.
Where do you race these at? In the desert somewhere? I mean, you can't just race them in the city because if one falls and hits somebody, then you have a lawsuit. Hmm. Where are they racing these drones? From high atop the Gal building?
I guess I'm going to have to watch and find out. And how many drones are there? Do they race 5, 10? I'm just going to watch one and find out.
And I'm sure they have rules and everything because you have to be a certain weight and things.
I don't know that I would enjoy it because I don't enjoy those plane races that they show on there. It's just like, okay, plane's going around a circle real fast. It's not like NASCAR where they can crash. At least I might see a crash in that. If the planes were actually going to crash, I'd be interested. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. My buddy Chris Whitmire texted me, said, I saw an episode. They have squares that they have to fly through and flag sticks like skiing.
Makes
parking
sense.
Garages, dual-level freeways, etc. It's actually kind of cool in a booger-eating way.
Okay, now I can understand.
Do they crash? That's what I want. If there's crashes, I'll give it a try. A couple things. Talk about UH. Josh says, I wonder if UH getting in the Big 12 depends on whether or not UT is allowed to build a Houston campus. That has been out there, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it. And if it is, fine, whatever. Let them build 10.
Yeah.
That's all I care about is getting in there. Somebody else says, what about ESPN covering the World Series of Poker? Watching poker is boring for most people. Maybe it is. Not for me, because...
Because you love it.
I enjoy it. But and there was a time when the ratings for poker on ESPN were among the highest they had during the boom. It's gone way down. And somebody asked, what's more of a sport, drone racing or poker? Poker's not a sport. It never has been. And I love the game. It's no more a sport than chess. It's a game. Monopoly is a game. I mean, it's – and I don't know whoever tried to call it a sport. I don't know where that came from. But it's not. And now, there's also a lot of things that I don't think are sports that people – okay, Rob says they do crash. Yes. All right.
They crash.
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I like it. To have obstacles and things you have to fly through. Now, that's interesting. I can watch
Chris
that.
Just told me they explode. Now I'm in. And especially if one of them runs into a kid. So, like, if you have an exploding drone.
That's not right.
Oh, listen, man. As long as the little kid's okay, any video of a little kid getting hurt is funny to me.
You like that?
Yeah. Did you ever see Why You Don't Juggle Bowling Balls?
No.
You're going to watch that on the break, and you're going to laugh. You're not going to be able to help yourself. It's wrong.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
I don't know if I want
to see that. No, well, that's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. God will forgive you. But but you can't help yourself. It's just funny. So anyway, I might try out the drone racing. But I don't know how that ever got started, that people are like, oh, poker's a sport. No, it's not. So
it's a mind game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says Spelling Bee is on ESPN.
That's a good point.
But again, though, ESPN is not supposed to just be sports. And it doesn't legitimize you as a sport if you're on ESPN necessarily, because, you know, as we always have to point out, as with this show, it's the entertainment and sports programming network. Mm-hmm. So they do entertainment. And frankly, see, now I'm going to sound like old guy here. I loved ESPN in the beginning when they had Australian rules football, and they were showing stupid stuff like the America's Cup yachting. It was kind of cool to see these different sports in the middle of the night, because I would get home, because I worked till 2 in the morning back then. And I would get home, and there's nothing on. So I'd sit there and get drunk and watch Australian rules football until
right.
I passed out.
I mean, they've done well with the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, why didn't the Little League World Series really get a buzz like it has in the last few years? Is it because of the Olympics?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Little League World Series. I've always kind of been against putting 12-year-olds on TV and trying to treat them like real athletes. And I just, you know, that to me is some of the stuff that ESPN does with that, I think, is wrong. They cover them like they would a college team, and these are 12-year-old kids. But people like it. So, I mean, whatever you're into. If you're into 12-year-old boys, that's your thing. Yeah. But
it just
not like that. Stop.
No, that's you. It just didn't generate like it has in the last few years.
Well,
and I think it was because of the Olympics.
But there have been teams from around here the last few years, too.
Yeah,
and I
true
think
enough.
Maybe that's why you noticed it a little more.
People get connected, yeah, because of the team in Pearland last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a Jackie Robinson team that was stripped of their
right.
title the year before out of Chicago. So, yeah, you're right. There's great stories, though, around it. I like it. So ESPN has done well to that aspect.
Trent says billiard is a sport. No, it's a game. Hamad said not too long ago you didn't want the Big 12 because you were convinced they would dissolve. I've said all along, if I had a choice and UH had a choice, I'd rather be in the Pac-12. But right now, that's not an option. And if they expand and don't include UH, what's left is not going to be very good. Mm-hmm. So, yes, my opinion on that has changed, as it often does. As facts change, my opinions will change. And
how important do you think it is to the Big 12 that they land in some of these other conferences' backyard, like Florida, which is a SEC town? So
I don't
– Memphis.
Well, Memphis is already out. I think Tulane, for some reason, is of interest because you could get into – to that area. Mm-hmm. I think that would actually help, but that's a school that doesn't offer a lot other than the area. I'm just not sure you get enough push from Central Florida or South Florida to really make a dent into Florida. That's
true enough.
That's so established, and maybe you can in Louisiana. Dylan said you just watched the bowling ball video. Holy crap, you totally undersold that. I'm just telling you, I know. I'm ashamed. It's horrible of me. I think it's hilarious, though. But, yeah, things change. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, I used to enjoy the World's Strongest Man competition.
No.
That's when
– I don't want to see a buff men with powder on them.
Sometimes some of the stuff they do is fun when they're pulling buses and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
that? You
You're
know
right.
what that is? That's one of those shows I'll never watch at home. But if I'm in a bar and it's on one of the TVs, I will watch it. It's like those – there's
– it's something about just people that root for their countries, too, because usually it's international competition. So if I'm watching it, like you said, if I'm sitting in a bar and then USA pops up alongside of Joe Blow – and he's pulling a bus, and he's trying to beat an Irishman. Yeah, of course I'm going to root for him.
Well, and that's what I do like international competitions, and I like rooting for the U.S.
Yep.
I want to address this because we get this question a lot, and I don't think people quite understand the makeup of the Big 12. It says, do any of the other teams in the Big 12 besides Texas and Oklahoma have a say in expansion? It seems a little selfish if only Texas and Oklahoma are able to do anything, even though I understand they're the big brothers in the conference. As we've seen in the past few years, except for Oklahoma, any other Big 12 team that was possibly going to get in the playoffs got left out because there's no Big 12 championship. I would think that these other teams would want to speak up. Hey, they get a vote. But the reality is, if Texas decides they want out of this conference and they walk, then all of those schools, all of those little brothers, you think Iowa State is getting into another Power 5 conference? Baylor, TCU? None of those schools are getting in. This is the only way they're staying in a Power 5 conference. So they basically
run the Big 12.
They have to do what Texas says. Because yeah. OU, the only teams right now, if this conference fell apart, the only teams that would be guaranteed to wind up in other conferences, Texas and OU, probably Okie State because they'd have to go with OU. That's it. So that's life, man. That's whoever has the most chips is the big dog at the poker table. Whoever has the most money gets to make the rules. That's what it is. It has nothing to do about what goes on the field either.
They need to get it over with. Choose what they're going to choose. Get it over with. Stop tap dancing around.
But again, it's kind of like when I was talking to Lamont. Sometimes circumstances change. And if they find out they can get a lot more money by bringing in four teams and doing it now, knowing that this contract – do you really believe the way – there goes the banging again. I think they're building a ring or something over there.
Yeah.
It's some Tecate thing. They're doing this because I made fun of the Tecate girls.
Well, the weigh-in, I think, could be there. I don't think it's there.
No, but the thing is, if you look at these TV contracts, do you really think whether all these teams stay together or not, whether they expand or whether they don't, do you think there's going to be that much money when this contract's up as there is now, considering that ESPN is cutting back on everything? And
you're right.
Once you take that out of it, then the competition goes down, your prices go down. If I'm them, get as much money as you can right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because we know that the SEC network is huge for the ESPN. So.
It is, but the reality is they're going to keep pumping money into that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So it's a little different for the Big 12. They don't have the leverage like the SEC does.
Somebody says, I don't think it was on ESPN, but MXC was hilarious with the voice dubs and ridiculous obstacles. That was a hilarious show. That was an actual Japanese game show that they basically made up the commentary in English over it. That show was hilarious. I can't remember what channel it was on, but I used to watch that. That was good late night watching, too. All right. Adam mentions lumberjack competitions were awesome. Yeah. I remember watching those things with the logs, and they're doing the thing on the logs. All right. Hey, John, do we want to come back with this interview? Can we do that? All right, let's do that. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
The man,
for the main event. Liam Smith, how are you, brother?
I'm very good, yourself?
I'm doing good. So this is the bright lights, man, of course. And, you know, this is the first United States fight, man. How are you preparing yourself? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling very good. I've prepared myself very well in camp since the last time I was in Dallas for the press conference, the announcement of the fight. So we've prepared very well. Ready here in very good shape and, you know, ready here calm, very collected and ready here to do a job.
Man, you come from a family of boxers, man. You got two other brothers that box, man. Three other brothers that box. Sorry about that. I mean, how is that? Is that fighting each other at birthday parties and in holidays?
Yeah, just in the house in general, you know, the living area of the house. We used to box as kids. We were, you know, very close family early on, and as kids we were used to, you know, punch holes in each other, and I think it helped toughen us up for when we did start boxing.
Okay, awesome. We're going to get to your opponent, Canelo, in a minute. But thinking about Triple G and Brooke last week, a lot of people, me, watching from my living room, I'm not a fighter, but I'm saying, hey, why did they stop that fight? And I understand he said his eye, he was seeing more than three people, you know, in his opponent, man. What do you think about that fight last week?
I think it was a very good fight to watch from a neutral point of view. But, you know, I think the corner man made the right decision. You know, the fighter was complaining. He was touching the eye. So he didn't give his corner much of a choice. You know, his corner man knows him best. And if he wants out of there, the corner's not going to leave him in. So, you know, the corner threw the towel in. Live to fight another day, supposedly. Mm-hmm.
So for you, man, let's talk about the main event. This is why we're all here, man. You and Canelo are going at it. This is a guy that you can say is almost his backyard just because of the holiday with Mexican independence and all these fans. I mean, how do you come in focused and ready for this fight?
We're very focused. You know, I have to be focused with a name like Canelo in front of me. You know, I've got to be focused, switched on. I've had all the motivation I need, you know, through camp with Canelo Alvarez at the end of this camp. So, you know, we've been very switched on, very motivated, but also very focused, and very confident we've done everything. We're here to steal a show. We're not here to, you know, compete and make up numbers.
Awesome. And I know he has a lot of power, and watching you have the power also. I mean, what is one thing that you are going to try to influence in that ring on Saturday?
Just many things. You know, I think I can box, I can fight, and I'm going to do that in you know, in the 12 rounds of the fight. I'm going to box in moments I have to box, and I'm also going to stand and trade in the moments I have to, and then I'm going to push Canelo back when I have to also. You know, there's many factors in this fight. I say I'm not a small man who's going to chase around the ring. I'm also bigger and strong enough to stand and hold my own with him, and you know, we'll see what he's like when he's pushed back also. This fight's going to be, there's a lot of factors in this fight, you know, whether the weight has hurt him or not, we will see, but if it has, I'll draw that out in him.
Where were you at when you got the call that you were fighting Canelo, and then also the location, AT&T?
Yeah, you know, I was home. I got the call just before I had the fight coming up. So it was a couple of days, and I won that fight. And then, you know, we sat down and we discussed the fight. So no, I was very happy I got that call. Every fighter wants this opportunity to test himself against the best. And, you know, we're here now, and I'm doing that.
How do you bounce off with your brothers fighting, man? You got more than, you know, three brothers that are fighting. How do you guys bounce off thoughts and bounce off routines and bounce off skill, things that gives you an advantage?
Yeah, you know, we're very close. We're a very close family, and, you know, we go to the gym together every day. So, you know, we take advice off each other, and, you know, it plays a big part in all of our careers.
Are all three guys here, all three of your brothers? Good. So I'm pretty sure that helps you just in this last minute, kind of calming the nerves and being around family.
Tomorrow, yeah, everyone arrives like today, tomorrow, and then the morning of the fight. They're in Vegas now, my brothers. They traveled today from Vegas.
Right. All right. Well, best of luck to you, brother. All right.
All right. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Tell the people why we're here.
Okay, we're coming to you today live from AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys. We're on Saturday, September 17th. Boxing's biggest star, Canelo Alvarez, challenges undefeated champion Leon Beefy Smith for the WBO Junior Middleweight Championship. Will it be a Canelo celebration on Mexican Independence Day weekend? Don't miss Canelo versus Smith this Saturday, September 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Awesome. Well done. All right. A lot of people telling me Spike TV was what MXC was on. That is correct. So, did you ever watch that?
No, I'm sorry.
It's worth. Well, never mind, because I told you to YouTube. You tried so hard not to laugh. You tried so hard to be offended by that, and you laughed. You couldn't help it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's just.
It's horrible.
You know,
but
what it is? I don't look. I love sports. But I hate when they do the replays of guys getting hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the same thing with a kid getting hit
sort
with a bowling
of, except,
ball.
But you didn't see it coming. That's why.
I didn't see it coming.
That's why.
True, and I don't want to see it coming again.
I laugh every time I see it. I know. I'm a sick person. I don't care. And then Patrick says, love to play poker for fun, not really watch it on TV. ESPN's going downhill. I get hypnotized by fishing every time. So that's a lot of people. Like, I love to fish, but I don't like to watch other guys fish. Those morning shows. And I used to watch poker anytime it was on, unless there was football on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't watch it as much anymore. I'll watch the final table, the main event. But the reality is, I'm just not. I'm just not as into it as I used to be as far as watching it. If there's nothing else on,
mm-hmm.
then I will. But well, I'm more likely to jump on and play a game if it's between that and watching poker on TV now.
I've come to see that it's just what you enjoy. Like, I enjoy fishing, so I can watch a fishing TV show. It's just something about throwing that.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler, and in for A.J. Hoffman, here's Mike Pearson.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Man, we got cut off right in the middle of probably the most incredible point that's ever been made on this show. And it didn't get to be heard by the people.
Which point is that?
I have no idea. I was just trying to make people feel bad that we got
okay.
cut off.
Hopefully they caught the boxing read.
Did we catch the boxing read, John? We got that, right? Yeah, we were past that. We were off talking about other stuff.
Good.
We're talking about...
Had to pay the bills.
MXC. Are we there? Because it doesn't sound like we're there. John, are we alive? Okay. Because it got deathly silent,
yeah,
just like it did when we went dead.
Scare me.
A little technical.
I know the room
here.
Is
well, that's partially,
a little low, there, and there's no one's around.
There's
really.
Nobody left. But they're going to turn the lights out on us before the show is over. I can almost guarantee you.
They're probably playing with the phone lines.
I don't know what they're doing.
Jeez.
This is Jerry's fault.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to put that on him. If we get him on the show, I'm going to tell him, dude, fix your phone lines in here. What the hell?
He has to get off the phone with Romo. Stop caressing his ego.
You need to caress something on that man. All right, let's do the Schuler's Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You were telling me you have a 19-year-old, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I have an 18-year-old and a soon-to-be 16-year-old. And I don't know if I should be worried about this or not because, you know, their mother is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, very bad precedent. An 18-year-old Austrian woman is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos of her on Facebook without her consent. She claims that since 2009, they have been constantly posting photos of her, including embarrassing and intimate images from her childhood. Her lawyer claims that her parents have posted 500 images of her on the social media site without her consent and believes she has a good chance of winning in court. The shared images include baby pictures of diaper changes, potty training, and nude baby photos, none of which I want to see, by the way. If you put your baby on there, put clothes on them. But it says they knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my cot. Every stage was photographed and then made public.
Yes. Get over it. It's your parents. They own those photos.
Despite her requests, they have refused to delete the photos, prompting her to sue them.
Wow.
I'm tired of not being taken seriously by my parents.
Yeah, I'm confused because if you have that type of relationship with your parents to the point where you'll sue them, I don't know if it's genuine that they're putting out those photos. I think they're doing it on purpose to piss her off.
I don't,
because if they really had a great relationship, like, oh, look at my baby, she's 2 years old, she's sitting on the toilet, you know.
I don't see the need to see your baby on the toilet or your baby's diaper being changed. I mean, that to
not,
me,
no, not
that's a you thing, but whatever. Some people are different. Some people, oh, this is the cutest thing ever. I don't have any photos like that of my kids, so I'm probably okay. They'll have other stuff they can sue me for. Yeah, that goes without saying. But, I don't think I have any photos like that of them. It's always, everybody was always fully clothed, not on toilets, and just posing.
Yeah. So I don't understand that, why she would sue her own parents, but.
Well.
To each his own.
Yeah, that's
have fun with that.
It's Austria. I mean, who
it's
knows?
True. Yeah, it's true.
Those people are a little different. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers, Gem of the Day. There we go.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
See, now I'm totally paranoid that we're going to be off the air again and that I'm all the stuff I'm saying is just to you. Because it's not even like when we go off air and still go out on the stream. So somebody's hearing it.
True.
In this case, no, it's just you and the one guy over there. That's it.
Yeah.
Because there's only about five of us left. All right. Can I give you what the alternate gym was going to be?
Yes, please.
We were talking poker a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a 77-year-old man.
Wow.
Shot three people at a senior apartment complex.
I'm not going to laugh. Because someone died.
Well, yeah, but they were old. Look, 77's a pretty good run. And
it was like an
80-year-old that got shot. It was probably going to die in their own poo in their bed anyway. This might be a better way to go. But did you see the reason that... What the heck is up? They're twisting music again. Did you see the reason that he went nuts?
Yeah, I mean, because it was too many poker games.
His problem was that damn poker gambling. That was it. That was all he complained about, said 80-year-old Mary Eastman.
He knew the exact days also. It was 3 days a week. That was too much for him.
That is beyond the get off my lawn thing. That is get out of my room thing.
But at 77, don't you think like little things like that shouldn't bother you?
Oh, man, I don't know what's going to bother me when I'm 77. Most 77-year-olds I know... Well, most of my friends they still think they're 25 just like I do, so that doesn't count.
Right.
But I there are a lot of get-off-my-lawn guys out there. When I got my new car, some old guy, about 77, I've never seen him. I pull up at the office. Now, he obviously works at one of those other companies around there, which those people are all weird.
Right.
Pulls up and starts saying, "That's a nice toy you got there. You know that's not a sensible car." And I'm just looking at him like, first off, hey... Do I know you? B, why do I give a rat's ass what you think about what I bought? I bought it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your opinion. I don't care, old man. And he's just going on and on. It's a toy. It's a toy. And I go, yeah, it's a toy. BFD.
Right.
You know, it is a toy. I want to have fun in it. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy my life. I don't want to be a cranky old dude who makes comments like that like you are. I almost just said something really wrong.
But this 77-year-old is really, part of it is his friend's fault. The young lady, he wrote a letter to the lady.
And all she had to do was tell somebody.
But she didn't read it.
No.
Evidently, this guy, she thought it was the boy that cried wolf, maybe. I'll read it later.
Not boy. Certainly not boy that cried wolf.
Once a man, twice a child, right?
The geriatric that spat through his fake teeth that said wolf.
And she had no idea. This guy was talking about killing someone, and she didn't read the letter until she got back. She came back home, and it was a crime scene.
Yeah.
But why are you shooting people over a poker game?
Well.
And you're not even involved in the game. I can see if it was over thousands of dollars and you lost and you thought a guy was cheating you, you thought a guy was trying to pull one on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just because it's going on in your building, you want to kill someone and he killed himself?
Well, I think it's more just crazy old man. You know, it's like maybe they wouldn't invite him to play.
That's probably why, yeah.
And
that's what it was.
A lot of times people get that old, they start reverting to childhood, and maybe he got jealous and he just snapped.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that says it's a little too tragic to be Gym of the Day.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about being irritated anymore, right?
Oh no, oh no, he's gone. That's you know, when you say no, God, I'm not going to do that one either. 713 says babies are like fantasy teams. You love yours, but you don't want to hear about anyone else's. Yeah, that's true. It's to me, babies, fantasy football teams, religions. They're all important to you. Nobody else wants to. Yeah, and you, I know everybody thinks they have the most beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. Guys, your baby's ugly. I hate to break it. It's beautiful to you, but that is an ugly baby. And when you put it on Facebook, that's always the first thing that I
Come
think.
Come on,
like,
man.
No, man. I mean, one out of about 10.
You should never call a baby ugly.
Why? It's not my baby.
Even if it crosses your mind.
Why?
You should never say it out loud because it's a baby.
Oh, so like, oh, he can hear me all of a sudden?
No,
oh,
I
he's going to sit there and say, oh. Oh, Fred said I'm ugly. My life is ruined. Oh, jeez. I'm going to commit baby suicide now. Come on. I'm not saying it to the kid, but if you put a picture on Facebook and it's an ugly baby, I'm not going to comment and say, oh, you have an ugly baby. But if I'm looking at it with somebody, I say, that's an ugly baby. Because it is. I'm supposed to lie? Oh,
there's
it's so beautiful.
There are no,
it's
no ugly babies out there.
No, you're totally disagree. They're 90% of them are ugly.
No, you all, you have a grace period.
But no, to you, they're
you
always
have a grace
be,
period until you're like three.
They're crawling okay? out of a hole that they're way too big to be coming out of. Their face gets all mashed up. And
oh, wow.
Well, that's the truth. What am I making up? What?
It's
so,
true.
Of course, they're going to look beat up when they come out. And you clean them up with a, oh, that, yeah, just clean them up with a towel. That's really going to make their face look good. And if it's your baby, yes, you love it. To me, my babies were beautiful. But
is that
reality,
what I say?
No.
He or she has a face that only a mother could love?
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, the father can love it, too.
Yeah.
So 409 says 1 in 20 babies. I think it's more like 1 in 10. But, you know, but that's okay. You love your baby. Mm-hmm. But when you and see, this is where Facebook is kind of messed things up, because if you're sending out little baby pictures like those people were, and they're thinking it's oh so cute, look at our baby, this is so cute, and everybody kind of weighs in on it, but when you don't have a cute one and you send that out and your friends all say it's cute, then you're going to be encouraged to keep doing it.
But if you're an adult, what is wrong with baby pictures? You should love your baby pictures. Most people do, right? Oh, it was cute. Or I was just so innocent. I had a runny nose. Who cares when you're an adult?
You
shouldn't care about your baby pictures like that.
Well, I know that there's some that I don't know. Because like my daughter and I talk about this all the time. There's like some pictures that will show up. And she goes, wow, Dad, that's an awful picture of me. And it's when that anniversary thing comes up. Because they're not. I mean, they're probably buried on my Facebook page, but I don't post them.
Right.
But she'll say something like that occasionally, and I'll go get rid of it because mm-hmm. what the heck. But,
yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with – I mean, it makes me a bad guy for saying that baby's ugly. I'm just telling the truth.
Well, my wife sent me a picture the other – she was visiting at a friend's house, and they have a younger daughter. And she took a photo of my son driving a pink little car. And he's still a kid, but I didn't like it. I don't want him in a pink car. Eh. Am I just overreacting a little? He's 11 months.
Nah.
No? That photo's not going anywhere. It's going to be around for a while. When it becomes a man. Now, see, I can see him suing my wife. I can see him suing my wife for that.
Now,
yeah, so I totally understand that.
And now you're all of a sudden you flip sides. Now you're on the side of this girl.
Yeah, I'm on her side now.
All right, although...
Because it's my baby, right?
Right, yeah. Right. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, Houston Can Academies takes them in. And these are good kids. These are kids who have had to get jobs to support their families. They had other issues. Well, they work around those. And Houston Can Academy gives them another chance. And so many of them go on and take advantage of it. If they need glasses, they get them that. If they need transportation... They get them that. If they need to alter the schedule so they can keep their job, they do everything to give them a chance to succeed. So many of them do it, and they go on and do great things, and that just makes us a better community. But right now, they really need your help. And school has started, and more than ever, they need your donation. And by your donation, we're talking about a vehicle. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. It could be a car, a truck, a tractor, a forklift, a motorcycle, a boat. something you're not using anymore or something you just don't know what to do with. And maybe these floods messed it up and you just hadn't figured out what to do. You were going to try to fix it up. It didn't work. Donate it because you're going to get a tax deduction, which is going to look great at the end of the year. They're going to come tow your vehicle free of charge. And they're going to fill out all the paperwork. It's fast. It's easy. So many Blitzers have done this, and they all say the same thing. Man, I can't believe how easy it was. And they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card just for doing it. And no matter where you are, if you can hear my voice, they're going to come and tow it. So this is a chance to get rid of something you're not using anymore that you don't even know what to do with and really help change a life. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.